Harper Audio presents The Duke and the Lady in Red by Lorraine Heath, performed by Helen Lloyd and James Adams.
Prologue. From the Journal of the Duke of Avondale. A dark secret shaped me into the man I am. With that, all is said.
Chapter 1. London, 1874. She could make a killing here. Rose did nothing to reveal her delight at the discovery, although she doubted anyone would derive the true meaning behind a beaming smile or eyes glinting with satisfaction. All the ladies in attendance were agog at the magnificent display of opulence and the evidence of sin, avarice, and gentlemanly indulgences. The fairer sex had finally been allowed entry into one of the men's most notorious and gossiped-about inner sanctums, and they were relishing the discoveries of all that had been held in secret and denied them. The express purpose of tonight's event, a grand ball, entrance by invitation only, was to entertain current members and introduce potential future ones to all the benefits that the former gentleman's club offered. Since her arrival in London a fortnight before, Rose had discovered the Twin Dragons was the talk of the town. Not surprising, as she'd caught sight of its owner half an hour earlier, when he'd emerged through a doorway that apparently led to back rooms. With a purpose to his stride, he had caught her attention because she recognized in him a kindred spirit.